What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Boston Sports Original on the go.
Wherever you go.
Just download the Odyssey app.
We're right back to it. Afternoons with Arcand and Hart on WEEI.
That is genius advice from Vince Wilfork that I hadn't really thought of. Lean into that, Gerard. I found.
Right.
Yeah,
man,
right.
Your boy would do it. Your boy would definitely do it.
But he also had control of the roster.
But details don't matter here. Just somehow align yourself with, I did one thing. I brought them Drake May. I'm surprised your boy hasn't actually done that and said, I set them up to take Drake May. That's what I did. I gave them, like he took credit for the Ravens dynasty by saying he set up the Browns to become the Ravens, which was really a bit of a stretch. But that's good by Wilfork.
That's Wilfork with the New York Post. That was an interview with the New York Post talking about the unfair firing and the, to use the expletive, but the crappy roster that was inherited by Gerard Mayo. And I don't think that he found Drake May. Drake May fell in their lap, and it had nothing really to do with Gerard Mayo whatsoever.
No, but if you say things often enough, they become part of accepted culture and narratives.
And they'll remember that they were there at the same time, and that's fine. But I don't think enough people are saying that it's going to become part of the narrative. I just don't think so. And Wilfork saying that, no one else. I've not heard anyone else say that.
No. Gerard should take that, run with it, get anybody that'll help him, friendly media, friends of Mayo, to do it. That's a good take. I also can't accept. I struggle with this. I don't know if you saw the video version of that.
I know. He's so small.
Yeah. All I could hear in my head was Mrs. Claus saying, no one likes a skinny Santa. No one likes a skinny Vince Wilfork. Vince Wilfork is a nose tackle. He's a fire hydrant, tree stump, immovable object. I can't accept that.
I know. I mean, he still probably could bench press our whole family.
But 100%.
Either way, he's not... You think of Vince Wilfork, you think of a specific body type.
Overalls?
Yeah.
Making barbecue?
Nothing else.
Eating barbecue?
Spraying sauce on the barbecue? Yeah, exactly. That's what I think
I'm just that. No. Get your barbecue out and put on 100 pounds. Let's go.
I love Vince Wilfork, man. I love that dude. I don't know what he was like in the locker. You probably know more than that.
He's a good dude.
I loved Vince Wilfork.
He could be sensitive.
Oh, was he awesome?
He got sensitive when we would pick against them in the paper.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He read all that, and he'd, like, find it.
Oh,
Bill
used to post it.
Really?
He would post the picks section of Patriots Football Weekly. Because one year they went to Miami, and everybody in picks picked Miami. And Bill posted it, and they were all, they wouldn't even talk to us. Yeah. He could be. The other thing I didn't love about Vince, and if we're being dead honest here, if you were in a post-game interview session with him, and just like, I just want to quote, he was a little long-winded.
Oh, really?
And you're like, Vince, have a quick quote about the game, and I want to get. You're still talking. Can we tighten this up a little bit?
And the other
that's
thing.
That's on me.
Yeah, one other thing, just a follow. He's like Ross Tucker. And just, before I finish here, something about those
gloves are off. He goes to the Knights, and the gloves are off.
Oh, yeah. Now that I don't have to interview anybody, I'm going to be talking so much more smack. It's not even funny. It's just going to be nonstop
all
night long. Get ready. I think it's interesting that he was taking a shot at Bill there, too. You know, he had this terrible roster that Bill built.
Oh, yeah.
And here it is. And I was surprised to hear Vince talk
about it. It's called objectivity.
It's true.
Some people have it, Stiz, and others don't.
Yeah. And by the way, Wilfork and Mayo, I think, in a lot of ways, were semi-responsible for each other's success. Because Mayo was right behind Wilfork. Wilfork was right in front of Mayo. And the two of them were a menace down the middle against the run, against tight ends, against anybody who came over there. You had, and it was sort of the same thing with Ray Lewis and what was the guy's name? His nose tackle that he had there all those years in Baltimore.
The big white guy who came on TV. Not Haloti Ngata.
Haloti Ngata, that's what I was saying.
Oh, I was going to before him. It was the big white guy.
I'm not sure what big white guy you're talking
about. Stood under the goalpost for Fox and then died, I think.
Pacelli.
Yeah, no.
No, it's not Pacelli.
Tony Pacelli's left tackle for the Jags.
Oh, yeah, right.
Big white guy.
Siragusa.
Tony Siragusa.
Yeah, yeah.
And
not
he's
Pacelli.
Dead, right, I think?
He is. No longer with us.
That's
pretty
kinda
sure.
Sad.
I know it
I
is.
Mean, it's not kind of sad. It's very sad.
But maybe that's it. You know, those two weren't just teammates. They fed off each other.
That's
like
probably
that,
some truth
in,
to that.
In those years.
In the trenches together.
Yeah.
Like, we were a symbiotic, you know, those relationship between the whale and the fish that swim with the whale.
Right.
Relationship and all that. It's not, I mean, there's a similar relationship. I know he's not here, but that was Mike Vrabel and Richard Seymour. Vrabel would talk a lot about Seymour, how great he was in front of him. People say, like, oh, I did certain things. Well, not. He did certain things, and then I did my part behind him.
Right.
Like, he made me a better player. But there's a lot of truth to what Wilfork is saying, and some untruth when you say he found or brought them Drake May.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
He was the coach when Drake May arrived. That is a fact we cannot dispute.
Mm-hmm.
And but he didn't break him. And he didn't bully
definitely
him.
Definitely didn't break him.
And he didn't bully him like Brian Flores with Tua in Miami.
Definitely. Well, I don't know if he definitely didn't bully him. I don't know what it was like behind the scenes. It didn't seem like he did. Yeah, it certainly didn't
seem
that
way. That would stun me if we found that out.
Didn't seem like he really bullied anyone.
No, part of the problem, I think.
Right? He could have been a little more hard-nosed, I would say. A little more than he was. He was going back and playing cards with the boys after some of these losses and stuff, which people didn't like. And I understand that. I don't think Vrabel's going to be doing that. And I think that when you have a team that's now on its third head coach in 3 years and maybe its fifth offensive coordinator in 5 years, although it wouldn't necessarily be that if they brought McDaniels back, but you know what I mean.
Fourth in 5 years.
It could be fourth. Or if they bring Van Pelt back, it would still be fourth. But
or Billy O.
Billy O, yeah, right, I guess.
I mean, if he came back, I don't think it's going to happen. I've heard people pose that question, though.
Who's posed that one? I haven't heard that.
I don't know. I think they jokingly posed it to them on the interview the other day when Billy and what did they say? Did they call him the Heights or Billy from the Heights? They called in like it was a...
Chestnut Hill.
Chestnut Hill.
Billy from Chestnut Hill.
I was going to say Chapel Hill. I don't know why I had a CTE moment. Chestnut Hill.
Well, Chapel Bill is what you were thinking of.
Yes.
By the
lot,
way.
Yeah, a lot going on there.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
I would be very concerned if I don't know the guy's name, but like the AD and the school and
the guy with the no sleeves and his suit jacket.
I cut the sleeves off my shirt and made an ass of myself on national TV for you.
If you don't know what we're talking about, Bill Belichick, according to a report from CBS Sports, Jonathan Jones has not signed his contract yet with UNC, which Jones goes on to explain isn't super unusual. Sometimes guys get an agreement, and then they put their staff together, and then they don't actually put pen to paper for, you know, months or whatever after that.
This is not sometimes guys situation.
It's
this
Bill
is
Belichick.
Bill Belichick, who stunned everybody by going there. And then we got wind of the, his buyout goes from $10 million to $1
million? Oh, weird.
Well, right now he has a non-binding, I forgot what the term they used, offer sheet or something.
Yes.
There's like a one-pager, basically, that they signed, but it says right in the one-pager, this is not a binding agreement.
Let me find the story here. It is from Jonathan Jones, not our Jonathan Jones, but Jonathan Jones over at CBS Sports, and here it is. This is how it starts. And I was reading this, and I was going, oh, come on. Ever since Bill Belichick agreed to become the next head football coach at UNC, questions regarding whether he'd return to the NFL have surrounded him. Many have pointed to his buyout clause with UNC, $10 million if it's terminated before June 1st, but only $1 million after that. Would Belichick himself write that check, having made more than $20 million in each of his final seasons with the Patriots, or would the owner of the multi-billion-dollar NFL franchise hiring him consider it the cost of doing business? Sources tell CBS Sports, and UNC confirmed this week, that there is no fully executed signed contract between Belichick and UNC. An industry source says that could lead to a legal gray area about how much, if any, of a buyout there would be if Belichick left for the pros. That's interesting.
Yeah.
If nothing, then there's no buyout. So right now there's no buyout.
And I guarantee you Neil Kornrich and Bill's lawyers will win that battle. If you're admitting there's a non-binding agreement but no contract, he's not buying anything out. He will run the hell out of there as fast as he can. Now, I will say that Mike Lombardi, which is basically Bill's mouthpiece, on Twitter.
Yes, he is, and he leapt into action for this one.
So 5 hours ago, he tweeted out, "Bill is recruiting in D.C. today and Baltimore tomorrow." I'm adding a little tone.
Mm-hmm.
His focus is on North Carolina football, hiring staff members, and developing the team.
Tell him, Steve Dave.
I actually found this line interesting. The NFL isn't an option, so please stop making it one.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Isn't an option? So does that mean no one's asked yet? You didn't say you're not leaving.
Right.
You said it isn't an option right now.
It's not a denial. I mean,
if
it's not
it becomes
a full-on
an option, that's sort of like men are as loyal as their opportunities.
Exactly.
Cheating is not an option right now. But if a hot woman were here, I might consider cheating.
My options would be different. Like, yeah.
That was weird.
That is weird. Jones goes on to write, on December 11th, Belichick signed a short-term proposal that laid out the basic and somewhat typical terms for a high-level college football coach. A day later, at his introductory press conference, Belichick was asked about the fears people may have of him leaving. The term sheet Belichick signed is known as the Proposal of Contract Terms and Conditions. It begins with a two-sentence paragraph that, as one NFL source with a legal background put it, is consequential to the question of what will or won't be legally enforceable. And here's what it says. The university proposes to enter into an employment agreement with Bill Belichick to serve as the head football coach. It's understood and agreed that this proposal of terms and conditions shall not constitute a binding agreement, and the parties intend to negotiate expeditiously and in good faith to finalize these terms into a long-form agreement. Industry sources agree it's not atypical at the collegiate level for coaches to begin working without a fully executed contract, and a UNC spokesperson said the school has had coaches coach here for a year before they had their actual contract.
This is not a coach. This is Bill Belichick. I understand that, like, the safeties coach under Mac Brown, he actually didn't sign his contract till the second year.
Right.
That's not this situation. This is a very high-profile, unique arrival. Although, I do think, you know what I think is binding? If Bill has any desire to have any lasting credibility, the binding thing for me is, I didn't come here to leave.
Right.
I mean, you do that, don't ever go to North Carolina again. If you leave, don't step foot in the state, because I can't imagine they'll take kindly. And even people retroactively here will use it for pot shots at Bill.
This is I resign as HC of the NYJ. 100%. I mean, he'll do that. Well, he's done it before.
And I actually think he learned from Parcells, and that whole era was all about covering your ass, having outs, leaving
loopholes, things like that. Yeah,
I mean, think of Curtis Martin and free agent and all back then.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think
he's been doing that ever since, Bill, on the field.
Well, when you're bred in a certain area, in an era, that's how you're trained, that's how you're used to, and it's like if you're in the mob, right, you're always looking behind you.
Right.
You come up in a certain world, not that I know anything about the mob, that's probably more your area, because you've been telling me stories about touches with the mob in your early life.
Well, I wasn't involved with the mob, but...
But you observed it.
Where I lived was a little bit, yeah, there's a little bit of that.
But
yeah,
if you grow up in that, you're kind of aware of it, right? And I don't... This is not nothing to me. This is not nothing to me. I'm not saying he's going to the Cowboys. I'm not saying he's leaving or anything like that. But it's hard to look at this and say it's absolutely nothing. There's nothing to it.
Right. Unless you're
Lombardi.
Lombardi, and that's...
And I'm not even sure he said that.
The
NFL isn't an option right now.
Mm-hmm. Right now.
Right now. Mm. Isn't. Didn't say it couldn't be. Hey, Jerry, if you want to call, we don't even have a contract. You don't even have to do a buyout. We'll piss a few people off, and that's it.
Yeah. Although, now he's competing with primetime and that stuff.
Like,
you see what Ed Werder said?
I did not.
Ed Werder was like, I have a good authority that if there's an offer from Jones, Deion's taking it. And I said, you shut your mouth. Shut your whore mouth.
I'm rooting for that.
I know it's making me sad,
No, not really to make you sad, but to make me happy.
You'd rather Coach Prime than Coach Belichick in Dallas.
Yeah, probably.
I think I'd rather coach Belichick in Dallas. I mean, I definitely would, because I want Deion to stay in Colorado. But even if he left and went somewhere else, if it was between the two of them, I'd rather Bill.
See, I wouldn't, because Bill in UNC interests me. Mm. Deion's been now at a couple of years at Colorado, so like...
Two, I mean.
But the shine is off that. It's not crazy anymore. True. I guess you want to see what he does without his kid and the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
If he goes to the Cowboys, I'm as interested in the Cowboys as I've been in a long time. And Bill has made me more interested in ACC football, no disrespect to Bill O'Brien, than I've been in a long time.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's supposed to make the playoffs. So, yeah, keep Bill in North Carolina, make that interesting, and bring Deion, and we can go back to no one caring about Colorado except you, Christian Fourier, and a few other people.
And your new co-host. Oh, yeah.
The big guy who wants to beat me.
Whoops. You know who else went to University of Colorado? Abby Chin. Abby Chin and I were there at the same time, actually.
Did you know each other?
We did not, but we worked at bars that were across the street from each other.
Oh, my God.
And didn't even know it. And we both studied similar things. It's such a big school, but we studied similar things.
40,000,
I think. If you throw in, like, post-grad and, like, the law school and all that, it's like 40,000. It's a lot.
Bigger than my town.
Yeah, it's a lot of people. And when we finally met, I used to have her on my old show in New Hampshire, we finally met and connected on Facebook. Not one mutual friend. Not one single one. And we were at the same school. We were in the same food service industry. And we studied mostly the same, not the exact same stuff, but like she was doing TV, I was doing radio. And we didn't have one mutual friend. Isn't that funny?
That is kind of
like, it's like bizarrely funny.
It's a weird small world, big world
right.
thing. Like it's a small world, but it's really a big world because we didn't overlap.
Yeah.
And
Boulder was, you get in your bubble, you know, when you're in Boulder. That's the way it went. But either way, we're all very proud of
Buffalo. I know nothing
Buffalo's.
About Boulder, really.
It's a good town.
Know. So then you get in your bubble. You know how it is. No, I don't.
You ever been to, have you ever been to Burlington, Vermont?
No.
You never have?
No.
Well, if you ever did.
I don't think I fit in there, do
and
I?
And you're walking around, you'll notice it looks a lot like Boulder, Colorado.
Why do you feel that way?
The same guy designed both towns.
Oh, you mean literally?
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I'm sort of interested in that, but Stiz agreed that I don't fit in Burlington.
Why? Is it because of the hippies? Too many hippies?
The visor.
The visor?
Yeah.
I mean, is that a hardo town?
Not a lot of hardos in Burlington.
Well, UVM has a good hockey team. Like, you know, they have there's some hardos there probably. Right, that's
Ben and Jerry's, real hardos.
Yeah. Ben and Jerry's. Like, I think Fish became a band in Burlington.
See, so you're saying, I do
all
like
your,
ice
all
cream.
Favorite things, yeah.
I like ice cream. I would go there to eat ice cream. Do they have a like a factory store where I can get a discount?
The Ben and Jerry's factory is in Vermont, but it's not in Burlington. It's by like Stowe. I went there once. It's near, I don't know if it's near Stowe, but it's like in that part of Vermont. And it's awesome. Oh, it's awesome. There's a part of the tour. So you tour the whole thing. At the end, they have all these like new flavors that you can't even get. Ooh. And they give you like samples of the new flavors. And we had this tour guide who every time we walked into a new room, he started singing a song from Willy Wonka.
Oh, nice.
Like we were getting the tour of the factory. It was really fun.
I appreciate his energy.
It was pretty good.
That sounds like a good tour.
Come with me.
Well, I like it.
We walk into a room. It's a bunch of guys like making ice cream. No.
You should have probably tipped your tour guide.
Probably.
Cheapskate.
I don't know. There was no good opportunity to do it. We had to pay to take the tour.
Hey, man, great job. And you got a 20 in your hand.
Mm.
A 20, wow.
I know.
Hit him with a
dub. Just the big bucks over here.
A 1 would have been better than what he gave him.
I'd imagine he didn't have that great of a voice. $20 worth of a voice, Arkan?
I wouldn't say that.
Okay. You seem like you really enjoyed it.
I did enjoy it.
And it left a mark. When was this?
This was 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, see, left a mark.
Yeah, it did.
Man's good at his job.
Well, I'll say this. Ben and Jerry, I think, pay their employees pretty well.
Oh, okay.
Right? They're very sort of spread the wealth, you know? Like
you're doing okay. I'm going to keep the money
for
myself.
Yeah, that's sort of how I feel about that. But, it was a good time. You should, if you're in Vermont, that's one thing I would recommend. And also, the Alchemist Brewery up there that makes Heady Topper.
Yeah.
You don't like Heady Topper?
I mean, do they make Miller Lite?
They do not.
Okay, so if I can't get Miller Lite, I don't need to go there.
All right, fine.
Me and Bob Uecker are the same.
What do you
Miller
got back
Lite.
There, Stish?
Have you guys seen Bill's girlfriend's latest Instagram post?
I don't miss one. No, I actually haven't. What does it say?
Creep.
So it's her and Bill.
I'm a creep. I'm not the 72-year-old that's dating her, first of all.
Well, that's true.
You call me a creep.
I didn't say you were the biggest creep.
All right, what is it?
He's holding it up 40 feet away.
See
like
what it says.
Oh, you guys can't see. I apologize. So it's
it looks
her
like
and
two
Bill.
People. That's all I can say.
She's holding a football, and they're looking lovingly, gazing into each other's eyes, all baby blue background.
Mm-hmm.
And the caption says, pictured, two people who are overtly committed to @UNC football.
Just so she knows, I'm not sure he's overtly committed to you. Never mind UNC football.
Yeah, right?
Like,
it's got big Brad Marchand, David Pastrnak
post
vibes.
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
Big time. Oh, yeah.
Overcompensating.
Yeah. We also had Nick
Saban. Also, what is her commitment to UNC football, by the way, aside from dating him?
Money.
Is she doing something with the team? I don't know. Is she like their Robin Glazer?
recruiting coordinator. No, maybe she's the head cheerleader coach.
That
could be,
she's a cheerleader.
It's true.
Right? She could be doing that.
I feel like we would have heard about
the Lady Tar Heels or whatever they are.
Lady Tar Heels. Sounds like a tough group of gals. We're the Lady Tar Heels. Like, okay.
So,
we're not messing with you.
Do we believe Bill Belichick will coach the season at North Carolina?
Yeah.
So it's still more likely than not that he's at North Carolina?
I think so. I think that
I kind of agree.
Even if something does open up in the NFL, I don't think he's any lock to get that job.
Well, I mean, the Cowboys job is open.
Or any other one. I don't think so.
What about if, let's just say, Lamar Jackson and the Ravens beat the Bills this weekend 55-2.
Oh, he could take over the Bills? I mean, he doesn't like Josh Allen. But
no, he likes him now.
Now he
likes
does? Him now.
Oh, yeah, no, he's and he gets
been
to
beaten
come,
into submission.
Comes to the AFC East, where he gets to beat up on the Patriots for a while. Although, it's a little bit more challenging now with Vrabel in place.
Well, yeah. I mean, it wasn't really for that. Well, actually, it was. They only beat the Patriots by a couple points, and then they lost to them in that last game.
No, but it's challenging. Mm. I think he would have really enjoyed the opportunity with Josh Allen to face Gerard Mayo's Patriots. I think he would have thought that was a hammer versus a nail.
I agree. I think he probably would have. But, yeah, maybe. And listen, I'm not sure they're going to be that much better this year. We'll see.
I also don't think the Ravens are going to blow doors off the Bills, and I think Sean McDermott's going to be there for a while.
Yeah. Well,
who is scrolling on Twitch through her Twitter account?
I was just saying the same thing to Stiz.
What are we doing?
I think it's Brian.
It's like me when I get home from work.
Brian, you know this is being broadcast via Twitch. Like what you were scrolling through and all the photos was going out to everybody.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Good Lord.
617.
Creep it on your own time.
He was going far back, too.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean.
Yeah, hey, whatever. 617-779-7937. Cam Neely spoke today, as did Charlie Jacobs with the Bruins Black and Gold Gala. They had some interesting comments. We'll get into that next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
AUDACY. Type that into your app search, then download.
More of Afternoons with Arcand and Hart on WEEI.
Cam Neely yesterday at the Black and Gold Gala. It's Christian Arcand. It's Andy Hart's WEEI Afternoons. Nice to have you with us here today.
You'll be surprised to hear this. I have trouble with that word, too.
Which one?
Gala? Gala?
Gala? Gala?
Gala? There's like, I struggle with it. For a short
I think I said it the wrong way at not even any of those three. I don't know how I'd manage to not say any of those, but I think I'd
Dan Ball, how would you say it? You're supposed to be like the professional.
Gala.
I would have said gala.
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 Like the apple.
Oh, yeah, those are good.
Yeah, big fan.
Or you could just say the apple gala, too. Or
gala. Apple gala? I don't even know there's a gala apple.
Oh, yeah. It's a good apple.
Okay.
It's a little shady because it seems too big. I think it's genetically enhanced.
You want my hot take? I don't like apples.
What?
Eating an apple is like eating paper mache.
Scorching.
I don't like apples.
What if you peel it?
It doesn't matter. If you peel it, it's still the same. I don't like the texture. I don't like how it tastes. I don't like anything. I like apple pie, I guess, because when you put
lots of cinnamon and sugar in
cinnamon
vanilla
and sugar
ice
and stuff on it, but just a regular old apple, like no thanks.
So what's your go-to fruit?
Mm.
Sam Adams.
Yeah, right? Not sure I have one, honestly. I don't have a go-to fruit. If there's fruit and I'm hungry, like I'll eat bananas, strawberries, blueberries.
This
grapes.
Is so classic you, though.
I just
you
don't
hate
like
apples.
Apples, yeah. Like I don't get why people like apples so much. Like, what's so good about apples?
I bring applesauce with me most days to work.
I like applesauce, just not apples. Same thing with coffee. I don't like coffee.
So it really is a texture thing.
I love coffee ice cream. Hate actual coffee.
Wow, that's strange.
That's fair.
Will not touch it.
There's only really the essence of coffee and coffee ice cream, I'd argue. So that makes more sense than apples.
Yeah.
So it really is a texture thing.
I guess.
Yeah, because you like everything that isn't an actual apple.
Yeah.
Well, I have that with tomato. I like most tomato byproducts, but I can't stand tomatoes.
That's a pretty common one.
I agree with that.
Although I did try sun-dried tomatoes.
Ever had a caprese salad?
That sounds too ritzy for
tomato
me.
Tomato with the mozzarella and then a little balsamic on top.
Oh, I just eat the mozzarella, and then yeah. I leave the tomato. Wife gets pissed. She'll make a whole platter of it, and she'll come in, and then half of them have no
Who
cheese.
Ate all of my mozzarella?
I haven't heard the way Ty Law says caprese.
But no, I had sun-dried tomatoes. Those are pretty good because they don't taste like tomatoes. They're like a little vinegary or something.
Not bad.
Dried them out. Had that in a very good. Going to earn some bonus points here. My wife made a phenomenal shrimp pasta sun-dried tomato dish last night.
Sounds good.
Ooh, was it good.
All right.
And you know they used to use coal tar to make the,
get the hell out of here.
Ketchup red.
Get the hell out of here. No. This sun-dried tomato was red, and you know why it was red? Because tomatoes are red. Most of them, except for the green ones.
Except the ones that don't have the coal tar.
And the yellow ones.
Whatever that stuff's called.
Which is probably deadly.
Yeah.
Coal tar. If it's from petroleum, we shouldn't be eating it. Thanks to RFK, we never will again.
Great.
Yeah.
Tremendous.
Nor Doritos or Capri Suns.
Red dye number three or whatever is finally getting banned.
Yeah, I just saw that.
What's the one that that was in like smart food that we always got told was going to shrink our sperm?
Yellow Five?
Yellow Five.
It was in Mountain Dew.
Yeah, Mountain Dew and smart food and like yellow yellow Starburst.
That was like.
You eat that? No, you're done. You're done down there.
10-year-old Stiz was like, oh my God, you know what's in Mountain Dew?
I'm like slapping Mountain Dew out of my friend's hand. No! No!
You'll
never have kids.
I don't remember hearing that.
You don't remember this?
No.
Oh, it was the weirdest rumor. This is when rumors just started out of nowhere.
Urban legend.
Oh, yeah. There was no internet. There was no way to look it up. Someone's cousin told you. Don't eat smart food. Yeah.
Like the Marilyn Manson thing.
The Marilyn Manson thing? The Richard Gere thing?
Yeah, the Richard Gere thing.
That one. The mouse in the tube and everything?
Yeah. Which, where did that come from? Someone started it, and then it spread around, and that's the way things used to happen. Now it's like it goes viral, okay? And we'll fact check this. We'll look it up. We'll see if this is actually true or not.
Snopes.
Not the way it worked back then.
Yeah.
Back then, you just heard something, and it was true.
I wonder if it was marketing. I wonder if, like, a competitor made popcorn or soda, like, put it out there, and it's like, wow, that really took off.
You would think. And then they have, like, we make the popcorn that doesn't shrink your sperm.
Right. And their sales are down 70%. One rumor.
We're the pro sperm popcorn, which maybe wouldn't sell a lot of bags of popcorn.
No, they'll be shooting at kids slogan. Like, no tomorrow.
But you workshop it like that. You know, you get it.
Hey,
high
school kids, you want to have kids? No, we don't.
What is this segment supposed to be? The Bruins?
How about them Bruins?
You're the host.
It doesn't matter. We're not
taking us in a certain direction.
Here's the direction I want to go.
Don't give up on me yet.
Rich Keefe was caught red-handed, although he admitted to his crime of stealing a energy drink out of the fridge.
Well, he didn't think it was a crime.
Right. He didn't even know that it was against the law. He thought it was totally fine to just go and take whatever you want out of that fridge. Right. And since we're talking about food right now, I feel like this is apropos. We'll talk about the Bruins tomorrow. Anyway, so he goes back there. Courtney leaves one of her energy drinks in the fridge.
Celsius.
Celsius?
Yes.
Is that a fancy... that's what Juan Soto was wearing, right? Wasn't he wearing
a
Celsius hat?
Yeah. Yep.
And so it's not...
But it's no Lucky Energy.
No, definitely not. And there's also, we learned, no booze in it, which I was not aware of either.
I thought it was booze in it, too.
Celsius kind of looks like there should be booze.
Yes, it looks absolutely. Like there should be booze in it.
It looks like a White Claw or something in that
realm. Truly in that whole world.
Which
absolutely.
Is why Keefe was zeroing in on it, probably.
Right.
At any rate, he sees that in the fridge, grabs it, drinks it, thinks nothing of it. Next day... Coco in the morning is just, where is my Celsius? What's going on? Who drank my Celsius? She's on the warpath. And she has been about a couple other food-related things. Remember that whole thing with the Girl Scout cookies?
Yep.
Like, there's been some...
whoever did that.
Yeah.
Stiz.
We're all looking for the guy who did that. Still haven't found them yet. But yeah, she's had a couple of... couple of dust-ups here, I'd say, with the rest of us when it comes to the food. But Keefe was like, well, you put it in the fridge, and once it's in the fridge, it's up for grabs.
No!
That's crazy.
How else am I supposed to chill my drink that I want to drink later when I'm here for 4, 5, 6 hours?
Well, she left it here all day.
Well, I would say more. I'm pretty sure that thing has been in there for weeks.
So the story... Oh, yeah? No, I think the story is she puts a number of them in for, like, the week.
Okay.
Like at the beginning of the week so that I can go there every day and have my
That's
daily.
Risky, though, man. You know, like that's a risky
should
proposition.
Should it be, though?
Yeah.
You if it's not yours, don't take it.
Well, they have their own little office over there, first of all, which
that's
brag.
True.
They should put a little mini fridge in there and they can have all their drinks
in there.
I think
they have one.
Well, do they?
I think
well, she should
mini.
Be putting her stuff in there then.
But
no one's going to go in there.
Why can't I put my thing in the community
you
fridge?
You can, but it might. Someone might
it
eat
shouldn't
it or
drink be. It. It's not yours. This isn't
Yeah,
like
but that's not fair, Andy, because you guys both know food is dropped off here. All the time.
Right. Good point.
All the time. And I go out of my way to like
steal Girl Scout cookies.
I do that as well. But I will put stuff in the fridge. Like, you know, leftover bagels, subs, like whatever it is. Like, I'll put it in the fridge.
But it's usually, you can kind of tell. And if there were a full case or like a whole bunch of Celsius, I think you'd be like, oh, okay, we had a drop. Whatever.
Right.
But if there's like three or four, you're just taking it? I assume, like, there's stuff in there right now. I put my Lucky Energy in there. I went in there to get it out, and there's like singular drinks in there. There's probably a protein shake.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to take that, or do you assume that's somebody's protein shake?
If there's, so Lucky Energy, Celsius, things like that, I would assume were dropped off here by the company. That's what I would assume.
Well,
I don't know why.
The protein shakes.
Or
what about just a soda?
I feel like we don't have as many sponsors with energy drinks. Or not with energy drinks, with protein shakes and sodas and stuff like
that. You could.
But we do with energy drinks. Energy drinks, they bring in energy drinks here sometimes. So like that, I might look at that and be like, oh, this could be just be for anybody. But I wouldn't go in there. I don't put anything in there. I don't take anything out of there. That fridge, I don't even look at that fridge.
I think, smart man.
I got nothing to do with that
Most people treat it that way because it's very empty. It's kind of barren in there. It's pretty damn empty. But Keith felt very comfortable taking it.
He did.
And he admitted, because I checked the freezer, because I'm still a fat kid at heart, even though Awaken 180 is maybe nice and lean.
Uh-huh.
But I checked the freezer to see if there's like, hey, is there ice cream bars or anything? Because sometimes we have those cookouts out in the parking lot.
Yeah,
they put
Mike
stuff
gets
in there and
gets
stuff.
The grill going, yeah.
And there was for a while a bunch of ice creams in there. And Keith admitted that he had tapped into the ice creams too.
Keith knows how to play the game. I mean, listen, this is.
Well, Courtney went to the cameras.
Oh, she took it legit.
I don't know if you guys have seen her social media, but she went to someone in IT.
There's a close up of Rich.
Pulled up CCTV.
Zoom in, enhance.
Yes, she did.
Oh, it is. You can see.
Yeah, you can see it in his
right
hands.
Right in his hand. Like caught red handed, but. He's not really red-handed because he doesn't think it's a crime.
Right.
So.
Can you plead ignorance when you get dragged in front of the judge?
Yeah,
Your Honor, I didn't even know this was a crime.
And he might agree with you.
Celsius.
Or he might get really mad.
Keith.
Yeah, one or the other. Anyway.
I'm on Team Courtney for this one.
And the true crime was not drinking Lucky Energy in the first place.
Right. That's exactly right.
Stay away from that other crap and drink the good stuff.
That's
Lucky
right.
Energy.
617-779-7937 is the phone number. We were supposed to talk about the Bruins. Whatever.
You've lost control.
I've lost control.
Focus.
I'm totally.
When you get to night, you can do whatever the hell you want.
That's right. And I'm already starting. When we come back. We'll hear from Brian Hoyer. Is Mike Vrabel just going to steamroll everybody? How much collaboration is there really going to be with this Patriots team? And how do you find that happy medium between Gerard Mayo and Bill Belichick, who has not signed his contract yet? We'll get to all of that. We got a quiz with Stiz coming up at 5:30. That's all coming up in the final hour here, WEEI Afternoons.